It was before he started in 41, it just had motorcycle racing racing on it, you know. And then for, I can't remember what year, I think it's written on the date, there's a picture of the jump. We had a jump on there for a while. Mm-hmm. If you look up out of the main entrance, looking at the hill, if you're looking up at the hill, the rope toe is over here, the main rope toe. Over there, on the top of 3-4 chairlift, over there we had a big jump. And it was built by the Milwaukee Jumpers. And it was up for about 2 years, and then it was inspected, and they didn't build it well enough. So they had to rip it down.
Okay.
That's what happened there.
Okay, so my project that I'm doing is basically about how the ski hill currently affects the community. So how do you see it, like, now that it's back again, do you see it making an impact on the community?
Everybody seems to be happier than clams, it seems. When the rumor was that we were going to open again, I'd go to Piggly Wiggly and people would come up and hug me. Oh, Jane, Jane, thank you. It seems to be going over very, very well. And it's got people working there now, you know, and you ski too a little bit probably, don't you? Get a chance to ski?
Good.
The mother and the father of the boys, you know, there's two other boys too. Joe, who lives in Heartland, he's not involved. And then Scott, who lives over on the East Coast, that family had five boys.
Uh-huh.
And anyway, you don't probably know this, but Arlene, who works inside, Ralph, he works in the rental.
Yep.
He had open heart surgery last Wednesday.
You'd like to be an owner again?
Well, I'm happy. Yeah, I'm happy. And they seem to be very happy with me there. I stay out of it. I don't want, let them run it.
Yeah.
Let's face it, it's their job now.
Mm-hmm.
And things seems to be going, knock on wood, things seem to be going very, very well.
Yeah.
And they have other ideas to do things, and they're just good people.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's